USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's legal team has issued a stern response to the impeachment summons. The president's answer calls the two articles of impeachment passed by the House last month a dangerous attack on the right of the American people to freely choose their president. The president went to his golf club while his legal team submitted his formal answer to the articles of impeachment.
Impeaching a president is one of the most monumentous things you can do in our country.
Former Attorney General Pam Bondi is one of several lawyers on the president's team. Other big names include former independent prosecutor Ken Starr and constitutional expert Alan Dershowitz. House impeachment managers have filed their briefs as well, saying it's clear the president broke the law by abusing his power and obstructing Congress. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contact in the Desert.
The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case in which Electoral College members seek the right to vote for a presidential candidate who didn't win the popular vote in their state. The High Court will hear two similar cases brought by electors in Colorado and Washington. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton won the popular vote in those two states in 2016, but some electors refused to vote for her. The plaintiffs said the laws in those states requiring electors to vote along with popular votes are unconstitutional. In 2016, 10 electors voted against their state's pledged candidate. Three were invalidated and replaced with electors who complied, and the other seven were officially recorded. As a result, Clinton lost 5 electoral votes. The decision generated concern among state officials and advocates who fear it gives individual electors all the power and voters none of it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
SpaceX plans a final test launch of its Crew Dragon capsule in Florida on Sunday to prove it can carry astronauts to safety in an emergency, a fiery demonstration that will destroy a Falcon 9 rocket. The liftoff had been planned for Saturday, but high seas in the Atlantic, where the capsule would come down, forced a day's delay. The launch is now planned sometime on Sunday morning, according to the company website, adding that a backup opportunity exists on Monday. However, forecasters at Cape Canaveral say there's roughly a 50-50 chance of acceptable weather for the launch. The test, called an in-flight abort, is intended to show that the capsule can detach, fire its own rockets, and land if the rocket has a problem. The rocket will be lost as it burns up in the atmosphere over the Atlantic Ocean. If all goes well, SpaceX will be poised to launch the first astronauts to the International Space Station from U.S. soil since the Space Shuttle program ended in 2011. The test launch comes as NASA is feeling pressure to stop relying on Russian capsules to send people to the station. SpaceX said the capsule is designed to escape from danger at any point during the rocket's journey to the upper atmosphere, not just in the first few minutes. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.